4 years after pandemic pets offered lockdown companionship, data suggests that more economical cats are gaining on dogs. At a time when pet food prices remain stubbornly high, rents are rising, and housing supply is tight. Here's Andrew Keschner at MarketWatch. Andy, what'd you look at?
Yeah, so I just looked at how much money it takes to feed and care for a dog and to house a dog, and how much it costs to care for its feline counterpart in the great debate on cats versus dogs. And just kind of looking at it through the lens of this time right now, when we're all so sensitive to costs, when housing and rent can be tight, and just like which one is kind of winning out a little bit in this economy right now.
And at least anecdotally, it seems that foster care requests are up.
Right. Yeah. Talking to people with in animal shelter world, and even one woman who is doing foster care requests for dogs. First off, she noticed herself that the requests for dogs, they're coming in a lot more often in these past 2 years. And then talking to people at shelters, they say finding homes for dogs has really been the issue recently. You know, we all can rewind back to those, 2020 days when everyone wanted some sort of pet, some companion in those lockdown times. But it's a different world now. In one count, the adoption rate on cats is up. The adoption rate on dogs are down. And so, again, it just kind of like curious, like what's going on there? Mm. And, I want to be clear, like people love their animals and I love mine. And money, they're like, they'll make it work. But it's getting to a point for some people where the money, they can't make it work. It's just kind of like, is that what's driving here?
We're speaking with Andy Keschner, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. His story is called Cats versus Dogs. Today's economy is tipping the scales in the great debate over which pet is better. You did a comparison of vet bills. What'd you find?
For a dog, an emergency vet visit could cost nearly $3,000 for a dog. It's less so for a cat. One vet who I talked to said one part of it is that anesthesia is by weight, and dogs can be heavier. Dogs also go out on walks, get let out in the yard, do all these things. They have more occasion to get into mischief and, for example, like get bit by a spider, and then it costs the one person who I talked to, it costs her $300 to go to and get that fixed. And so, again, all these incidentals that are attached to dogs that are not necessarily attached to cats.